trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
现在请各位低头，我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你，今天再有机会研究你的道理。我们以前从圣经里得到很多的帮助，求主今天继续与我们同在，差遣你的灵到我们的心中，帮助我们可以得到很大的鼓励。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Our lesson today is lesson 43.
今天我们研究的是第43课。
Lesson 43.
第43课。
And the subject of lesson 43 is confession.
第43课的题目是认罪。
John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰乃是耶稣基督的先锋。
The central thought of his message,
他所传的信息的中心思想,
is recorded in Matthew 3:2.
是记载在马太三章二节。
It says,
那地方说,
Repent ye,
你们要悔改,
for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为天国近了。
The scriptures record,
圣经记载说
that those who accepted John's message
那些接受了约翰的信息的人
were baptized in Jordan
在约旦河里受了他的洗
confessing their sins
承认了他们的罪
We have learned in our last lesson
在上一课里面我们学到
that true repentance includes sorrow for sin
真正的悔改是包括为罪而忧伤
and turning away from sin
也要离开转离罪恶
the proof of genuine repentance
真正悔改的凭据
is willingness to confess
就是愿意认罪
the way of repentance and confession
悔改和认罪的路
is the way of forgiveness.
也就是赦罪的路。
In 1 John 1:9 we read,
在约翰一书一章九节说,
If we confess our sins,
我们若承认我们的罪,
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
上帝是信实是公义的必要赦免我们的罪。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
When the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of an individual,
当圣灵进入一个人的心中的时候,
there is a definite conviction of sin.
就有一种很清楚的知罪的感觉。
It is the Holy Spirit,
那就是圣灵,
which opens the eyes of the sinner,
打开了罪人的眼睛,
to his real self.
使他认识他自己的真面目。
In the light of God's purity and love,
在上帝的纯洁和慈爱的光里头,
the sinner is enabled to see himself as God sees him.
罪人就能认清他自己就好像上帝能认清他是一样。
He begins to realize the exceeding sinfulness of sin.
他就开始认清罪是非常邪恶的。
Then with Paul he cries out in deep anguish of soul.
于是他就跟保罗一样在心里面深感痛苦的呼叫说
O wretched man that I am.
他说我真是苦啊。
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Romans 7:24
罗马七章二十四节。
In order to obtain pardon and release from condemnation，
为的是要得到赦免及得免定罪。
He gladly makes confession，
他就乐意的 承认他的罪。
To the only one who can forgive sins，
就是向那位唯一能够赦免罪恶的那一位，
Almighty God，
也就是全能的上帝。
God's promise of forgiveness is conditional，
上帝对我们赦免的应许是有条件的。
The Bible says，
圣经说，
If we confess，
我们若认自己的罪，
We shall be forgiven，
就必蒙赦免。
The confession is of our sins，
我们所要承认乃是我们自己的罪，
Not of the sins of someone else，
而不是承认别人的罪。
How easy it is to offer excuses for sin，
我们要为罪找借口是多么容易的事。
Or to blame another for leading us into sin，
或者是责怪别人导引我们去犯罪。
The sinner is without excuse before the searching eye of God，
在上帝鉴察眼光之中，世人是无可推诿的。
Let the other man confess his sin，
但愿让别人去承认他们自己的罪。
And let us confess our own，
让我们承认我们的罪。
Taking full responsibility for our waywardness，
要为我们自己的走错了路而负起完全的责任来。
The one who is penitent will assume the blame for sinning，
为罪而忧伤的人就会将这种犯罪的责任放在自己的肩上。
He will confess without reservation，
他会毫无保留的承认。
And without self-justification，
也没有自以为意的口气。
We are to confess specific sins，
我们要很明显地指出我们的每一种罪来。
God wants us to recognize each sin，
上帝要我们承认每一种罪。
Yes， not only to confess it but to recognize that it is a sin in our life，
不单是承认，也要认清每一种罪。
It is not enough to expect forgiveness in answer to some shallow prayer，
但是我们只做一种空洞的祷告，我们就要求赦免是不对的。
Yes, a shallow prayer is just sort of on the surface, isn't it? It doesn't come from the heart. Like a shallow prayer at night，
这是一种不着边际的祈祷。
Which merely uses the blanket petition, forgive me for all my sins。
那么这样的祷告只是说很不着边际的，就是说赦免我。
Yes， Some nominal Christians，
有一些个名义上的基督徒，
who sense no deep conviction of sin，
他们没有真正的知罪，
use forgive me，
他们就用这个赦免我
as sort of a magic expression，
用这句话好像一种咒语一样，
to clean the slate, as we say each day，
像每天把自己的罪一笔勾销了。
Yeah, clean the slate, an expression you know, a student uses a slate to write on, and then he takes a cloth and cleans it, wipes it off. And so we speak of cleaning the slate each day.
这个话的意思是这样，就是好像学生们他们写字用的那个石板一样，写完了字就用一块布把它一下就擦掉了。有人也想用这样一句话勾销他所有的一切罪过。
They do not guard their actions，
他们并不小心防范他们的行为。
They live as they please，
他们爱怎么生活就怎么生活。
Feeling that a benign God，
他们感觉到一位宽厚的上帝，
will forgive all when he hears the words forgive me all my sins，
当上帝听见这样的祈求说赦免我一切的罪，于是就会赦免一切的罪了。
This is not true，
那么事实上并不是这样。
God does not forgive deliberate sinning.
那些故意去犯的罪，上帝并不赦免。
With no intention to reform.
要是人并没有改变的意向的话。
Only he who recognizes the sin he has committed.
只有那些已经认出了他所犯的罪的人。
And confesses that sin in deep remorse.
也以一种后悔的心意去承认。
Will receive God's pardoning grace.
只有这样的人才能够得到上帝赦罪的恩典。
There are two kinds of confession which we must make.
有两种认罪是我们所必须要做的。
If we have wronged an individual,
如果我们要是得罪了什么人,
we must make confession to him first.
我们必须要先向他来承认。
Before God can forgive that sin.
然后上帝才能够承认我们这个罪。赦免我们这个罪。
In James 5:16, we are instructed.
在雅各书五章十六节说
Confess your faults one to another.
你们要彼此认罪。
And pray one for another.
互相代求。
That ye may be healed.
使你们可以得医治。
The Christian will never hold a grudge.
基督徒绝不会怀恨埋怨。
Each day, he will see that his heart is at peace with his fellow man.
每天他都要致力于使他的心与他的同伴和好。
All those sins which have not wronged another human being,
若是我们所做错的事情并不是得罪别的人,
need not be confessed to anyone on earth.
我们就不必向世上的任何人来承认。
Secret sins which have affected no one,
要是没有影响任何人的那些隐秘的罪,
but the individual or ourselves,
只是影响了我们自己,
need not be revealed to priest or pastor,
就不必告诉神父或者是牧师。
Only God can absolve man from guilt.
唯有上帝能够使人从罪恶里头得释放。
Therefore, confess to him directly.
所以我们应当直接向他来认罪。
To confess is not a sign of weakness.
认罪并不是一种软弱的表号。
It is not face losing.
也不是丢面子。
It is noble.
这是一种高贵的行为。
The coward refuses to confess.
只有那些个懦夫才不敢认罪。
Because he fears ridicule and punishment.
因为他害怕会遭受到讥笑或是惩罚。
The courageous and truly great.
只有那些个勇敢的和真正伟大的人。
Are those who are able to say, I am wrong.
才能够说我错了。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
In God's sight, these are the faithful and upright.
在上帝的眼中看来，这样的人才是忠心正直的。
Confession includes making restitution when necessary.
认罪呢，是包括在必要的时候要负上赔偿的责任。
If a man has stolen something,
要是一个人偷了什么东西，
it is not sufficient merely to confess.
只是认罪还不够。
He must restore the stolen goods.
他必须归还他所偷的东西。
Or their value.
或者是赔上那个相等的价值。
The one who confesses.
凡是认罪的人。
Must always be willing to suffer the consequences.
必须要乐意忍受这个认罪所导致的后果。
Every mistake brings its penalty.
每一个错误都会导致一种刑罚。
The student who received a good grade because he cheated,
要是一个学生因为不诚实而得到了好的分数，
does not deserve that grade.
他并不配得这个分数。
If he is really sorry for cheating,
如果他真正的为他的欺骗而忧伤后悔，
he will confess to the teacher.
他就会向他的老师承认。
Even at the risk of getting a failing mark.
甚至于使他的分数不及格也在所不惜。
Far better to fail in a subject and have salvation.
我们宁愿 在一门功课上不及格而得到救恩
than to pass dishonestly and lose eternal life.
而不愿意以一种不诚实的方法及格却失去了永生。
May God give us the courage to confess.
唯愿上帝赐给我们勇气向他认罪。
We have a lot of new words today.
今天我们的生字不少。
Number 43, lesson 43, number 1.
第43课第一个。
Forerunner.
先锋。
Forerunner. Number 2. Confession.
承认认罪。
Confession. 3. Exceeding.
非常的。
Exceeding. 4. Anguish.
痛苦。
Anguish. 5. Obtain.
获得。
Obtain. 6. Pardon.
饶恕。
Pardon. 7. Release.
释放。
Release. 8. Conditional.
有条件。
Conditional. 9. Responsibility.
责任。
Responsibility. 10. Assume.
承担。
Assume. 11. Reservation.
保留。
Reservation. 12. Specific.
明显的。
Specific. 13. Blanket.
总括的。
Blanket. 14. Nominal.
有名无实的。
Nominal. 15. Benign.
宽厚的。
Benign. 16. Remorse.
后悔。
Remorse. 17. Grudge.
怨恨。
Grudge. 18. Absolve.
释放。
Absolve. 19. Restitution.
赔偿。
Restitution. 20. Consequences.
结果。
Consequences. Well, we'll try to read this lesson over once again.
你要
43.
试试看把第43课用英文全部再念一遍。
John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. The central thought of his message is recorded in Matthew 3:2. It says, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The scriptures record that those who accepted John's message were baptized in the Jordan, confessing their sins. We have learned in our last lesson that true repentance includes sorrow for sin and turning away from sin. The proof of genuine repentance is willingness to confess. The way of repentance and confession is the way of forgiveness. In 1 John 1:9 we read, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of an individual, there is a definite conviction of sin. It is the Holy Spirit which opens the eyes of the sinner to his real self. In the light of God's purity and love, the sinner is enabled to see himself as God sees him. He begins to realize the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Then, with Paul, he cries out in deep anguish of soul, O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? In order to obtain pardon and release from condemnation, he gladly makes confession to the only one who can forgive sins, Almighty God. God's promise of forgiveness is conditional. The Bible says, If we confess, we shall be forgiven. The confession is of our sins, not of the sins of someone else. How easy it is to offer excuses for sin, or to blame another for leading us into sin. the sinner is without excuse before the searching eye of God. Let the other man confess his sin, and let us confess our own, taking full responsibility for our waywardness. The one who is penitent will assume the blame for sinning. He will confess without reservation and without self-justification. We are to confess specific sins. God wants us to recognize each sin. It is not enough to expect forgiveness in answer to some shallow prayer at night, which merely uses the blanket petition, "Forgive me for all my sins." Some nominal Christians who sense no deep conviction of sin use "forgive me" as sort of a magic expression to clean the slate each day. They do not guard their actions. They live as they please, feeling that a benign God will forgive all when he hears the words, "Forgive me all my sins." This is not true. God does not forgive deliberate sinning with no intention to reform. Only he who recognizes the sin he has committed and confesses that sin in deep remorse will receive God's pardoning grace. There are two kinds of confession which we must make. If we have wronged an individual, we must make confession to him first, before God can forgive that sin. In James 5:16 we are instructed, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." The Christian will never hold a grudge. Each day he will see that his heart is at peace with his fellow man. All those sins which have not wronged another human being need not be confessed to anyone on earth. Secret sins which have affected no one but the individual need not be revealed to priest or pastor. Only God can absolve men from guilt. Therefore, confess to him directly. To confess is not a sign of weakness. It is not face losing. It is noble. The coward refuses to confess because he fears ridicule and punishment. The courageous and truly great are those who are able to say, "I was wrong. Please forgive me." In God's sight, these are the faithful and upright. Confession includes making restitution when necessary. If a man has stolen something, it is not sufficient merely to confess. He must restore the stolen goods or their value. The one who confesses must always be willing to suffer the consequences. Every mistake brings its penalty. The student who received a good grade because he cheated does not deserve that grade. If he is truly sorry for cheating, he will confess to the teacher even at the risk of getting a failing mark. Far better to fail in a subject and have salvation than to pass dishonestly and lose eternal life. May God give us the courage to confess. I am sure the Holy Spirit has spoken to you at this hour.
我深信圣灵现在正对你的心说话。
Let us claim the promises of God today.
但愿我们在今天持住上帝的应许。
We know that if we are repentant and confess,
我们知道如果我们要是认罪悔改,
God will gladly forgive,
上帝就必乐意赦免我们,
and cleanse our hearts from all sin.
洁净我们心中一切的罪恶。
May God bless you each one and bring you back the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，你下次再收听。